But there were fresh clashes near the offices of the Turkish Prime Minister. The Interior Minister says nearly 1,000 arrests have been made in more than 90 demonstrations across the country. Rawia Rage is in Istanbul and sent this report.
After days of trying to break through the police siege, protesters take over Taksim Square. Thousands pack the popular area, describing this as a victory.
The man who said he won't back down just backed down. But this needs to go on.
We believe there is going to be a victory. We are looking after our urban zones. The AKP has no right over our urban space. We will protect our city and our rights.
It came after one of the most aggressive advances by the police since the protests began. But ultimately, the police pulled out from the square after hundreds of injuries and arrests. Earlier in the day, scenes like these of crowds marching across the bridges over the Bosphorus gave an indication of just how big the protest had grown. For them, what began as a protest over a park has now taken on a deeper importance. Now they're demanding the fall of the government. Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he has no plan to back down. He did acknowledge what protesters and rights groups have criticized as a heavy-handed approach.
It's true that the police force has made a mistake in using tear gas. I have ordered the Interior Ministry to investigate this. Using the gas was excessive.
But there are concerns the government has restricted Turkish media from reporting on the protests. Many protesters chanted against the local media, describing them as sellouts. Protests spread to many places across the country, including the capital Ankara. This is what happened near the Turkish parliament.
There are people of all kinds of ideology here together, from all religious sects. But the attitude of the police never changes. I even think it is probably the undercover police that have caused so much debris on the street.
The international community has expressed concern at the approach the police are taking. As calm returned to the square, the government may have gotten the message.
Protesters are telling us they now have three specific demands. The government must stop the urban development project in Taksim Square. They're insisting on an apology from the police for the way they behaved here. And they're insisting that Prime Minister Erdogan and his government must step down. Rawia Rage, Al Jazeera, Istanbul.